This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You don't need a jacket this morning, but then you'll be able to shed it later. It's one of those days.
Beautiful thing,
one of those days.
We'll take super cold in the morning, nice in the afternoon.
My kids have a field trip today, a walking field trip.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where are they walking?
To a park.
That's it's a literal field trip. They're going to a field and just standing out there.
It's a reward for reading and stuff, so they get to walk to a park.
Oh.
Nice.
But I can't even volunteer. Because I got doctor's appointments and crap.
Why are you so busy, girl?
I'm so sad. I can't walk in the cold.
Darn.
Oh, man.
Shucks.
With
95-year-olds.
See, our field trips, they would always give us pizza, too. They would give us food as a reward, which is great to teach the kids, right?
It's shocking that we give food as a reward.
Yeah, they did. Uh-huh.
Wonder why we have food issues.
Why is there a weight problem in Riggs' class?
What the hell?
We don't know.
What's your good news? Let's start with Gibbons. What's your good news?
My good news, it's not going to be good news to you guys because y'all ain't wrestling fans, but it's great news to me.
Oh, yeah?
You guys know what WrestleMania is.
Oh, yes.
The biggest wrestling show of the year, right?
Of course, yes. The Super Bowl of wrestling, right?
Yep. Yeah. This weekend, I am going to the WrestleMania of the Independent Circuit. So it's all the little...
What does that even mean?
All the little national federations that aren't WWE, the little like local ones and stuff from all around the country, they're doing a giant show in like the Chicago area. And my buddy who owns this federation was like, yo, come on down. We're doing a show and we're all involved. So I'm going to go down there and it's going to be the WrestleMania of the Indies. I'm so excited.
Gibbons invited me to go to this and I was like, crap, I'm busy.
It's like the Super Bowl of amateur WWE.
It is. Absolutely. It is. Allie, you want to know how little Riggs wants to go?
I already know, because I feel the same way.
Hey, he would rather hang out with his mother-in-law. I go, Riggs, you want to hang out? He goes, my mother-in-law's in town. I got to hang out with her. Yeah. Sorry, dude. Sorry, man.
My wife's other mother-in-law. My mother-in-law. My wife's stepmother. She was in town this weekend.
You want to go to wrestling? Oh, man. Oh, my mother-in-law's in town.
Man.
Damn.
Darn.
Stepmom, yeah.
Wish I could, bro.
Sorry. My good news is I'm going to the Fear District tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Down in front of Pfister Forum. Supposed to be super cool from 7 to 9 tonight with some listeners.
I've heard a lot of good things about that place.
I have heard good things, too. It looks like there's like a corn maze down there of some sort, and there's like scarecrows and people jumping out at you.
A corn maze downtown?
Yes. I saw Giannis.
Why do they do that?
Giannis and his pregnant girlfriend went through it. There's pictures of them going through.
Oh, man.
So everybody can enjoy it, like young and old.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going
to
be amazing tonight.
When you go to a corn maze, it's in the middle of a field, and it's like a real corn maze. Like, how did they transport the corn
downtown? They brought a bunch of corn stalks in, is what it looks like. I've just seen the pictures on Instagram. I don't even know how they did it. You're right, Allie.
It's funny when you think about it.
It does.
It's always a field.
They brought a corn.
Like, but wait, how did the corn get downtown?
They brought a cornfield downtown? Of course they did.
And do we get to eat it when we're done?
Of course they did. What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is I was out of Diet Coke, y'all, and all hell was going to break loose.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But we're good.
You're good.
3 for 5. We're good.
There you go. Three for five.
5 20 ounces.
Yeah.
Hell yes. Hang the way we're at Quick Trip.
Speed, yes, or Speedway.
Yeah, one of the two.
One of the two.
Whatever was open.
Whatever you had more, that's where I was.
There you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This happened in Jersey. This is in Gibbons' hometown.
Oh, God, what happened?
Yeah, people were pretty pissed about their Taco Bell order. So these couple, right, they're watching TV on Taco Bell, and they advertise that for $5, they can get a box, including a Chalupa Supreme, a five-layer burrito, a crunchy taco, a cinnamon twist, and a drink for $5, right?
I've had it damn good.
So the couple goes to Taco Bell, orders two of the boxes, advertised for $5 each. Total charge to them, $12.99.
Included a lot of tax.
Included 81 cents in sales tax, right?
Yeah.
So they said, why was the $1.09 added to each meal? And they were told that in the legal fine print during the commercial, it says that prices may vary by location.
No, you can't advertise a $5 box and then charge $6 for it.
Hell no.
I might as well go get something somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. They're claiming now in their lawsuit that the legal fine print was 1/16 the size of the font that they used to say $5 box. They were like, because it says $5 box. Prices may vary by location. Which you know how they do that.
Yeah, totally.
Every commercial does that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in New Jersey, apparently this violates a consumer fraud statute.
What?
Because
you're misadvertising, right?
Yes.
False advertising, probably.
So I guess they have to have that guy at the end that goes, price of participation may vary by location. That guy that does the disclaimer at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't have that. They just put the fine print on. So they're moving forward with this lawsuit. and they're going to sue them for a couple million dollars.
Bro. Well, and you know, Taco Bell does that so they don't get sued, so the franchise only gets sued, so the national one doesn't get sued. So it's different prices per location.
Price and participation.
This is how it all falls apart when somebody locally gets greedy, adds $1.09 to it or whatever. You see why this is a mess when you franchise?
Fine print, man. Fine print is everything.
I just want to know how my Uncle Jimmy's newest clients are doing, because you know my Uncle Jimmy's shady ass in Jersey. Let me get you guys a lawyer. Hey, let me hook you guys up.
Wait, you said these were $5 boxes? And you paid how much for these?
We need $1 million. Pain and suffering.
Two $5 boxes, $10. That's it. Basic math.
Oh, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, this is hysterical Snoop Dogg, and I'm going to tell you my story about my interaction with Snoop Dogg in a second. But Snoop Dogg pays a full-time employee just to roll blunts, y'all.
I knew it! I knew that was going to be it!
He literally plays a full-time employee to do this for him.
Well, dude.
He talked about this in a recent interview. And he had Seth Rogen with him, who loves pot, too. They call them fellow marijuana enthusiasts.
Marijuana enthusiasts.
Snoop said he pays the employee between $40,000 and $50,000 a year. Complimented the roller for presenting him with blunts precisely when he's in need. He said, that mother bleeper is like Lurch from the Addams Family. He'd be like, you rang?
Oh my God.
Shows Hello? Up. I was dying when I read this. I was like, Snoop would. And my Snoop story is, I was working for a different radio station in Las Vegas, Nevada, in my early 20s. And Snoop rolls in. We knew he was coming. And he walks in and he looks around. He goes, ah, damn, this is the smoke room. Somebody go get my red bag. And I watched an employee leave the radio station, walk out to their van, because they had like a white van, before because he was going to fly back to LA after this. He goes in the white van, gets a giant duffel bag, a red, and the whole thing was full of weed. Now, I never saw inside of it, but I knew what it was. And he comes in, he sets it down. I'm like, oh my God, is Snoop going to start smoking pot in here? Like, I'll be able to tell the story for years. Like, oh my God, Snoop smoke, like, hello? And then we made him do all this radio stuff, and he had to leave to catch his plane.
Oh.
And he picked up the red bag and left because they didn't have, like, I don't know what he was going to do, and nobody had the balls to ask. Like, you know, nobody wanted to go there.
I would have gone there. Hell yeah.
Now we would. When I was 20, it wasn't acceptable to do that with weed. It's a lot different now with weed. But, I mean, this is like almost 20 years ago.
There's no
hope
with dope.
Do you think it's still a red bag like you had back in the day? Like you think?
Yes. And who else did they saw? Somebody else had a red bag on stage. It might be a rapper thing. Was it Lil Wayne or somebody? Somebody had a red bag, and they were telling me they could see it on the stage.
The red bag.
But I can't. It's a red duffel bag.
We should have
it's
a red.
Full of pot.
We should take a red duffel bag on stage for Christmas Bash and put, like, snacks in it and treats.
Oh my God. Yes. But, like, Ritz peanut butter crackers, but they can't have peanut butter because somebody might be allergic.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, man.
I got a raid on this parade. Damn it.
They're always
fruit
on the
by the foot's in there. Fine.
Yes.
Ooh.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Gibbons, everything all right over there?
Everything's good in my world. Things are great, but I saw something on Facebook from a listener yesterday that really piqued my interest, okay?
Yeah.
This listener posts, me and Bobby just got engaged. We've been together for 10 years, and I told him when we get married, I want to keep my last name and hyphenate it, so like Smith-Jones, because it means a lot to my dad.
Yeah.
Her fiancé full-blown freaked out. He said, I'm old school. If you're going to get married to me, you got to change your last name and take my last name.
Wow.
Now, Mama G, when she got married to my ex-stepdad in like 1993, she made it a point to be like, I'm keeping my last name. It'll be Gibbons slash whatever. I'm keeping my last name because my last name means a lot to me.
Yeah.
This girl wants to keep her last name because it's a tribute to her family and it's her recently passed away father's request. And her fiance's being like a total dick about it.
It doesn't even matter if it's her father's request. She doesn't have to change your name. Are you going to change your name? You're not even going to think twice about it.
Nope.
Welcome to 2019. If you don't want to change your name, you want to hyphenate it, up to you, sister.
Uh-huh.
And if he doesn't like it, drop him.
Thank you. Okay.
And done.
Riggs, your thoughts.
Because you're not a match then.
My wife did not want to change her name because of that very reason. Her father had passed away, and she didn't want to change her name from her last name because it was connected to her father. She's an only child. which I was fine with. So she was like, I'm going to hyphenate my last name. And I said, go ahead and hyphenate it. But she didn't. She held off for 6 years. 6 years.
Really?
Because she thought it sounded silly.
To have the hyphenated last name?
Yes, with her last name and my last name.
So you were married for 6 years before, and she was Alana Smith?
She went back and forth for 6 years, because she thought it sounded goofy.
I don't
goofy.
Know why anyone even... I would say kiss my ass if somebody told me they had a problem with this, and I would be like, if you have a problem
exactly.
with it, we're not meant to be married. I don't understand what the debate
she's,
is, really.
The thing is, she's hyphenating it, which he shouldn't have a problem with that if she's willing to make that compromise.
Exactly.
I thought that she changed it, because I agree with changing the name, or at least hyphenating it, because uh-huh. it makes things easier when you're going out in public. If I'm checking into a hotel with two different last names, I feel like that's weird. Or if I'm doing bank account documents, if we're buying a house, we're buying a car, two different last
names.
We
don't have a joint account, but we need to have the same last name just
right.
in case.
Uh-huh. But we're married, but I feel like we should have somewhat of a connection, at least on paper, that we are married somehow.
Yeah, so take hers.
Maybe I
would. Would you, Rich?
Would you, though?
I did. I asked if I could, and she said no. She thought it was dumb.
Did you? Hold on. Tell us, did you really ask her if
yes,
you could
she goes,
take her
that's
last
ridiculous.
Name?
She goes, why would you change your name?
Why is it ridiculous? Because people would think something? Is it more about what people would think?
That's what I said, too. I go, yeah. why? I go, why does it matter who changes their last name? Why does anybody? I just wanted some sort of a connection to say that we were married.
Well, and most people get
paper.
Divorced anyway, and then you got to deal with changing it back. It's a real
pain. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. But if you're hyphenated, you just erase one of them. It's easy.
make it your middle name. That's what my sister did.
Mm-hmm. Now, Allie.
And that's what my wife did. She made it her middle
it's
name.
It's the middle, not hyphenated. Yeah.
Allie, you were married and divorced, and you still kept
the last name only because of my kids.
Okay, I was going
to
ask.
And he was not amused, but I didn't give a damn. He was like, wait, you're keeping my name? I said, absolutely, our children's last name. This is our children's last name. I'm not changing it back now. I mean, I don't say it in public. You literally use it for documents. I act like it's not my last name. I pretend.
Well, sure. Let's hope she's listening now, the listener who I saw this on, and she's
learning
from it.
Well, and when I go
it.
To school, like the teachers know right away whose parent I am.
Totally.
You
instead
know,
of changing
like
a name
that.
Because you want that connection of with your children on paper.
Uh-huh.
And this is the same reason I wanted my wife to change a little bit or hyphenate it. So.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full circle.
Good
so there
to
you go.
Go.
There you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
So it's going to be popping in Heartland.
Heartland
this weekend,
Heartland.
You guys.
Uh-huh.
Heartland. Because the National Rubik's Cube Championship is coming to Waukesha.
What?
Waukesha County, yeah. First time ever.
People, we need a Rubik's Cube.
Do we really?
Have you ever tried one? Really?
Oh, man. She just looked at him like...
Did we not grow up with a Rubik's Cube? Did you really mean that? Have I ever played with one?
Have you ever finished one?
Hell no. That's not what you said. You said, have you ever played with one?
You ever tried to finish one? Have you gotten close to completing one?
No, that would never happen.
No.
I did once because I took off the stickers and rearranged them.
You cheating mother. No.
100% I did. Yes, I used alcohol to get the stickers off and I rearranged it. Yeah.
They're coming to Heartland?
Heartland, yes. Swallow Elementary.
And what is involved in this contest? Is it fastest to do it?
Fastest to do it, yes. Because the 140th ranked speed cuber in the world is from Heartland. His name is Zeke McKay.
What in the...
How obscure does that get?
The rankings for the Rubik's...
We had a Rubik's Cube in here at one point.
The 140th ranked speed cuber in the world is in Heartland. And he's arranging this whole thing.
This is... Awesome. I mean, crazy, but awesome.
There's a kid that's like 13 years old that's going to be doing this. 13 years old.
And he can do it better than all of us put together.
Kids that are doing this with like the snap of a finger. It's amazing. I've seen some of the videos of people doing it.
Wild.
I've
never completed one.
You don't remember there being a Rubik's Cube around here somewhere?
I think you're misremembering that. I don't think there was ever a Rubik's Cube in here.
Maybe before my time.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Maybe we need one.
I'll be back. Maybe in a drawer somewhere.
Maybe we need one in here.
Yeah, man. So we can show how much we suck at it.
Right. So that's this weekend if you're planning on going. It's $12 at the door.
Ooh.
And you can certainly be in the competition if you can do a Rubik's Cube.
What if I can't? I just want to go there and just play with it for an hour.
You can do that too. It's $12.
Okay, good.
There you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so I didn't even realize she was getting married this weekend. Jennifer Lawrence, it's already here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she met this dude last year. They got engaged in February. It's now October, and they're getting married. Her fiance, Cook Maroney.
Ooh.
Yeah, so anyway, but I'm real fascinated because they're going to have s'mores at their wedding.
Hell yeah.
And it is wedding season. I mean, right now, it's not only is it wedding season, but it's a chilly wedding season.
Yeah, it's just fall, hitting, man.
Yeah, but these brides in October were hoping for some decent weather. I guarantee you. The girls getting married tomorrow weren't hoping for weather like this.
Oh,
I promise you. I promise you.
Well, where are they getting married? Does it say where?
Well, no, I'm going to tell you about the menu first.
Okay,
dude.
Okay.
Let me get to that. Ooh, so basically, not only are they going to have s'mores, but the menu sounds sick. So they're going to have wood roasted fish, five-week aged leg of beef.
Five-week aged.
For appetizers, sweet potato flat cakes, Brussels sprouts with the cured egg yolk, smoked pork belly, salt cod beignet. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
It's rich people food, babe. That's rich people food.
Beignets?
Oh, my God.
That's like a French dessert almost.
So then, not only will they have s'mores for dessert at Jennifer Lawrence's wedding this weekend, but they'll get to pick from fire-baked sourdough bread pudding with chocolate.
Oh, dude.
Salted caramel and fresh apple. I mean, who are these people, and how do I get these things in my mouth yesterday?
For real, though.
That's what I want to know, dude.
Well, when you're rich, you can have a Michelin star-rated chef come in and do your catering for your wedding. I don't want that, though. You don't have Dickies coming in and bringing barbecue.
Haven't you ever been to like a 5-star restaurant and it's not that good because your palate is used to like 3-star food?
Yes.
That's what happened to me. I went to one, I was like, I don't even understand what's happening right now. I don't even like this.
The ones where that's super over the top and there's a tiny little snail or something in the plate.
They literally brought this tiny thing and I'm like, wait, this is the course?
Where's the rest of my meal?
One piece of fish that's the size of my pinky.
And it's $65,
And it doesn't even taste good, but it's supposed to taste awesome. It's happened.
Hey, you cannot screw up s'mores, though. And Jennifer Lawrence's wedding full of s'mores for dessert is going to be just mwah.
Yes. So 150 guests at the wedding, tons of A-listers, and I just had no clue Jennifer Lawrence was getting married.
153, you guys. 153 guests, because I smell a road trip this weekend. Let's go.
I wish.
Let's go to the wedding, y'all.
That would be fun.
No? So Rhode Island? She's actually getting married in Rhode Island?
That's where she's from, isn't it? Or is she from? She's from the East Coast, isn't she?
She's an East Coaster, yeah. The New England area.
She's from the East Coast.
She was born in the Indian Hills. That's what Wikipedia says. That's all I know.
Where's the Indian Hills?
In the Indian Valley.
Is that in Rhode Island?
No, it's in New York.
Oh.
Which is right on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Well, Rhode Island, that would make sense. It's like going to Delaware from, you know, it's like the
same
thing.
Exactly. Yes.
Connecticut. Like, it's all the same.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
And now, it's that time where we come together, man, woman, and child, for the one and the only...
Banjo Friday!
Who's the child?
Banjo Friday!
I am.
Gibbons, of course.
Just clarifying.
You're the man and I'm the woman. You got that right.
More accurate statement.
Amen, brother, clarifying once again.
People know this. People know this. All right. So here's the way we'll do it. We go around the room with dad jokes. If you laugh, you lose. Once you laugh, you are out.
Okay.
Last one standing that doesn't laugh wins. Allie won last week.
I did.
Has the Batman trophy. She's been toting that thing around all weekend.
Uh-huh.
She was driving in the HOV lane with Batman in her passenger seat.
Well, he's
this
mine.
One, right?
I own him.
How dare you?
I won.
You don't own him. You have him for the week.
Fine.
Have
Take him,
for
him
the
back
time
then today.
Being.
Show me how great you are. Let's get to the jokes, man.
All right, you go
Let's
first
do
since
this.
You won last week. Go ahead.
All right. I'm trying. Okay. So my friend says I only have two faults. I don't listen and something else.
Funny, accurate, a little bit of both.
A little too true.
A little too true.
Mm-hmm. What?
That should have made it funnier.
I know, but I'm not supposed to laugh. I'm trying
Saying
not to laugh, Allie, because I
make it funnier.
I want to win. Hello.
Allie, I know you're back on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
You know why you should never date cross-eyed people?
Why?
Because they might be seeing someone on the side.
I wasn't that funny, sorry. Clever, but
Gibbons.
And very true, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bread said to the oven, "Thanks for letting me rise." The oven said back, "It's the yeast I could do." Bread jokes now?
No.
Fine, screw you guys.
Mm-mm. Pun.
Which friend should you always take out to dinner?
Which one?
Your taste buds. Gibbons.
Really?
I didn't know where she was going. I didn't know where you were going with it. I wasn't expecting your taste buds to come.
Which friend should you always take out to dinner? Your taste buds.
I'm out for Dad Joke Friday.
Yes.
Dad Joke Friday.
All right, Riggs, bring it.
Allie, jokes about PMS are not funny. Period.
I've seen that one.
Literally.
But as a woman, is that why I don't think it's that funny? Because we're chicks? I'm looking at intern Visco. Is that only funny to a dude?
You look disgusted.
Steve Jobs would have made a better president than Donald Trump, but that's comparing apples to oranges. Girl loved that. I go, is this funny or are people going to get pissed? You know, she goes, that's funny.
You know what's kind of funny? Riggs looks as offended as your joke as you did to his. I'm just saying.
Steve Jobs would have made a better president than Donald Trump, but that's comparing apples to oranges. All right, Riggs, bring it in with the killer then. What do you got that's better? Come on.
Bring the heat, bro.
Come on, bring the heat, brother.
All right. Why did the old man fall in the well?
Why did the old man fall in the well?
Because he couldn't see that well.
Give me something I can laugh at here, Riggs.
Oh, my
God. Give me something I can laugh at, Allie.
Fine. Bring it. God. Intern Visco girl just accused me of having zero empathy. I don't understand how she can feel that way.
You laughed at your own joke. She laughed at her own joke.
I did laugh.
She did. She did. And I started to chuckle at it.
Hell, you can win if you want. I don't care.
I don't care either.
Riggs has finally
just
won.
Just tell me I'm funny and let Riggs win.
Fine, you're funny. I win by default. I don't want to win by default.
No, your joke was great. Her joke was great.
Right, great. Right, yeah, awesome. Period joke, totally for the win.
Riggs wins.
Totally, wink, wink.
The orange apple joke. Yes, that's
Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday.
Thank you for playing along. We'll split the Batman trophy in half. I get the bottom half. I want the legs.
I get the bottom half. What I want.
Oh, I know what you want.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, this isn't good. Demi Lovato's Snapchat apparently got hacked, and somebody took her nudes that she had somewhere on there. They got to the nudes. I don't know if they're just stuck in Snapchat. It's like in the movie Inside Out. They're just in La La Land in the internet world.
Uh-huh.
Somebody takes the nude photos of her, which you can't really prove are her, but appear to be. They said, you know, could be edited, could be fakes with today. But they posted them on her Snapchat account with a link to a chat room.
And
said, join this server for my nudes, was what the initial message said. Right?
Ugh.
So they were immediately taken down. Demi Lovato, somebody on her team took them down. But yeah, she has pictures out there, and I guess they've got to figure out who hacked her account. But they're saying they're worried about her mental well-being because she has struggled and been open about it. She almost died last year from an overdose, if you don't remember that. She's had addiction issues. She still struggles. She just went to a funeral on a Wednesday for a friend who died of an overdose. So they said she's very fragile right now. And so this will send a chick over the edge. Having your nudes out there.
Did it happen? It was her or somebody else that it happened to, a nude photo hack. I think it was her when it got hacked before.
It's happened to a ton of people. That's why
But I think she was owning up to it at one point. Like, yeah, I don't care. Whatever. Look at me naked at that point. I don't remember if it was her or not, because there was a big nude photo scan, like a ton of celebs were
hacked. That's one way to handle it, but that's BS.
Right.
No chick's like, okay, screw it. Just look at me. Look at my nudes. Well, then put them on Facebook. That's put it on Facebook to begin
with.
It's so demeaning and just so awful and so bad.
It's embarrassing because it's vulnerable.
Exactly.
And not only are we so insecure about our bodies as it is, to then have a naked picture of you out there that not only is something that, you know, is your body, the one thing, you know, nobody else can see unless you want them to on the outside, but it has a lot to do with our self-esteem.
Totally.
Yeah. Women's body issues. I mean, and then to send something you might have sent to a boyfriend that you are vulnerable and then the whole world sees it, like that's
don't put things on the internet. They are there forever.
Yes. And people say, chill out, you're uptight, you're old. When I say stop putting your nudes, stop taking nudes and sending them, they're gonna end up somewhere.
No, this is what happens. Look, there's an example. They get out, somebody finds them somewhere. It's out there forever when you put it on the internet.
The internet
is
forever.
But it's gone in 24 hours.
Apparently not.
I'm sure.
I don't think so.
It's not gone in 24 hours.
It's never gone.
No,
never. It's never gone.
No, it's not. Don't put it on the internet if you don't want it out there.
So Demi
Lovato. Take and delete.
Yes.
Dispose on your own.
Yeah, she got hacked on Snapchat, and hopefully they'll figure out who did it.
They will.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Ah, hell to the
hell no.
I got one involving our intern.
Uh-oh.
She goes, I'm going to a, what are you going to this weekend?
A CPR class.
Uh-huh. And you said, I'm going to that class in where?
Cleveland.
And I said, you're going to Cleveland for a CPR class for a kid?
What the
hell?
And
she's like, yeah. And I'm like, when are you leaving? And she says,
tomorrow morning.
And I go, well, are you driving or are you flying to Cleveland? And then she says,
there's a Cleveland in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Who the hell knew?
Who the hell knew?
Where's
seriously.
Cleveland?
It's up in Manitowoc County, up by Sheboygan.
Oh, yeah.
It's up north.
Everybody knows
it's
that.
Up north there, yeah.
I'm going to Cleveland. Oh, I. CPR class?
Huh? She couldn't
Cleveland must be on point with their medical stuff, huh?
Gibbons walked in and he asked her the same question. He goes, you couldn't Google and find one in Milwaukee
I'm
area?
Just saying.
It must be a really good child CPR class. The best accredited in the country.
In fairness, to wrap it with a bow, why are you doing this? You're not pregnant.
No, my sister's pregnant.
Okay. All right.
So it's like a fun girl
there
activity.
You got a hell to the no, you can always text us 71037 or just call 414-799-1037.
Because when your child's choking, you're not going to remember any of that anyway. You're going to scream and panic and call 911 just for the record.
I learned this in Cleveland. I went to Cleveland for this.
You're going to scream and panic. Trust me. You're not going to do what you're supposed to do.
God.
That's my advice.
Oh, God. My car is still in the shop from Sunday. That's my hell to the no. Still hell to the no. We'll read your texts to 71037 or you can call 414-799-1037. Hell to the no.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Can you be friends with benefits? Is it a thing? Or are we just all fooling ourselves? Because I say we're fooling ourselves when it comes to friends with benefits. Somebody's going to get hurt.
100,000% yes. Thank you.
End of discussion. Bye. You can talk.
Nice day.
You can talk.
You can totally be friends with benefits.
No way. Really?
If everyone is 1,000,000% on the same page.
Ha!
And if,
that's rich.
You got to be open with your feelings. And if you're dating around and you're like, I see the friend with benefit. Oh, I'm sorry, Riggs. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish.
The friend with benefit to me is like the Friday night booty call where it's understood, yo, you're a booty call.
We're
I'm a booty call.
Benefits.
We're going to hook up late at night. We're not going to like hang out, go on dates.
So you can't hang out with them if they're friends with benefits. You cannot do anything other than straight to the point, get to it.
No dates. Like he or she can come over to your house
no
for a
dates,
little bit.
No dates, I agree.
No dates.
No dates.
Come over, we can talk at my house, talk at your house, hang out for a bit, smash.
Nobody
and then,
wants to talk.
I know. Riggs, you're looking at me like I have five heads.
Well, I think you're thinking of two separate things. Because right now, what Allie's talking about is not friends with benefits. Because if you've if you've been in a relationship with somebody and you just fall back and just sleeping with them just to sleep with them, that's just sleeping with your ex. You're not friends.
That's true.
Friends with benefits is we've been friends for a long time. We like each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just screw around every once in a while until we start dating somebody, and then we'll still be friends.
Well, I'm confused.
That's friends with benefits.
I don't know what to do.
What you're talking about right now is just rebounding. So is rebounding okay? Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because it's comfortable.
Well, Allie, who are you trying to be friends with benefits with?
Pottery guy. I don't know if I can do it.
You're not friends with benefits. You're just rebounding and bouncing back because you're comfortable with it until you find something else.
That
sounds horrible.
It does, but it's true.
Sometimes
you're the leader of it's real and honest and true. You want the truth? There's the truth.
I know. I texted him because, you know, we hooked up.
Yeah.
What day was that we hooked up? A week after we broke up
Tuesday.
Or whatever?
Tuesday.
And he came over and it was hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have thought the fire was back because we're broken up now. So now it's fun and risky.
It was Sunday night because I remember Monday. I remember talking about it because we were floored by it
on
Monday.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was sick on Tuesday and Wednesday. I remember it
Yeah,
so it was Sunday when you guys hooked up.
No. Was it?
Either way.
Who cares?
Either way, it's besides the point.
The point is
we hooked up and then I just thought it was going to be a hookup. Okay?
Yeah.
So, but when he came over, like he came in hot. And when I say hot, I mean like passionate, like this. I was expecting straight to the point. I was not expecting like it to be like in the beginning when we dated.
Allie.
But that's the way it felt.
Right.
And I was like, wait a second here. This is a trick because we're not together. That's why it feels more fun. So last night I texted him and said, is this crazy? Like what? I said, I've been thinking about you today and I don't know what to do with this because this is not I don't want to be in a relationship.
No.
He doesn't really seem to be at this point either.
But you clearly still have feelings, both of you.
Yeah.
Is it though?
Yes.
You said you're thinking about him.
I was thinking about him after we did it.
See,
it was a trick.
Person.
That's
exactly.
What I'm saying. It was a trick.
Normally,
it was a mind trick.
This was.
I feel like this is like some stupid wicked game.
It
like,
is a wicked game. You're playing
play
with yourself.
Games.
No, she's not, and that's the problem.
Fair point.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
You're
welcome. You don't know what I do when I'm alone, but anyway. I'm just saying I'm really confused right now because I was swiping.
Yeah.
I did it with him, and then I didn't think about swiping all day. And I said, what the hell? We don't want to be together. And that's a I don't want to be in a relationship, but I don't want to hurt anyone.
You're okay to rebound. We all rebound.
And you're okay.
Comfortable. It's familiar territory. But what if he's, you know the lay of the land.
I don't know.
You're
what I'm
okay
doing
to
here.
Bang your ex because you got to remember, you guys didn't have goodbye sex after you broke up.
True.
And you know with the goodbye sex, Riggs is a guy you know this.
Yes.
When it's a goodbye sex, you're bringing the hottest
yes,
heat you,
are.
You have.
Am I
so
asking
much heat.
For trouble?
Yes.
Yeah,
100%.
Of course. You are playing with fire, yes.
Of course you are.
100%.
And we'll be here to stoke the flames and add gasoline to it at any 100%. And all times.
Yep. God, I'm
stop
asking,
hiding. Stop
I'm
hiding.
I'm asking for it, aren't I?
You yes. are asking for it.
My God, I'm asking for straight trouble.
You are. Yep.
And now you're going
to
get it.
Should I just go back to swiping and never call him again?
That probably. Yes,
swipe you and bang.
But I you, like sleeping with him.
If you do that, one of you is going to catch feels, and you're going to end up back in the relationship with him. And that's what you want. Then do that. Otherwise, move on, man. Move on.
I say screw it. Do it anyway. Just do it. Swipe and bang. Swipe and bang.
That's
swipe,
what my
swipe,
best
swipe
friend
and
said.
Bang.
Swipe and
swipe
keep
and
doing
bang.
With him, but keep swiping.
Yeah.
The swipe and bang. Why not?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Did you learn anything on the show this morning? Show number 769 in the books.
Holy moly, that's a lot of shows.
It's a lot.
That is a lot of show. Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning that Allie was wondering if friends with benefits could be a thing, only she wasn't even really looking for friends with benefits because she banged an ex. So she basically wanted to know, can me and my ex bang without catching feelings?
Pretty much what I wanted to know. And is this safe or am I setting myself up here?
Is XX okay?
What you it said. Was hot. Yeah. That's the problem.
And
that's
I said, dude, sex is
way
swipe.
Better than relationship sex. Let's be real. You got to admit it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just yeah. saying.
You know.
It
I say,
is.
I say you get it in and keep on going. Keep on swiping and keep on sexing, girlfriend.
Keep swiping, keep. Never mind.
My best friend said, have fun with him, but keep swiping.
You're damn right.
There you go.
And I said, oof, this is dangerous. Somebody's going to get hurt. And I don't want it to be me or him.
Allie, did you learn anything on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs is very fond of, what is it, cedar plank salmon?
Cedar plank salmon.
Whatever in the hell
I'm
that
serious.
Is.
If you go to Pick and Save by the Fish, you'll see fish served on wood planks. That's how you cook fish sometimes.
Because
you don't want direct heat on the fish.
Whatever you say, man.
Oh,
Jennifer
my God.
Lawrence is getting married this weekend, and she's having wood-fired fish, which led to a whole discussion about what the hell is a wood-fired fish anyway, which people are probably screaming in their cars because they love to fish around here.
Yeah. Cedar planks.
And then Briggs is like, you've never had wood-fired fish? And I'm like, actually, fish, no. I don't think so.
Yeah. As fate would have it, no. No, bro.
Because it allows you to cook the fish on indirect heat with the wood.
I've had salmon a million times. I don't know if it was cooked on a wood plank or not, man.
It was just delicious.
Good, I have no clue.
It was exactly. just good. You don't care how
no
it was cooked?
Clue.
I don't care how you cook it, just put it in my face.
Oh, put it in my mouth.
That's right.
Make it good.
I learned something about Gibbons this morning.
Oh, yeah?
What's I that? Learned that Gibbons is snooping on his friend's Facebook profiles.
100%.
Apparently, one of the ladies that he's friends with on Facebook is catching hell from her fiancé because she wants to hyphenate her last name when they get married.
You gotta take mine. I'm old school. You gotta take mine. I'm
you
old school.
You have to take my name. You can't hyphenate.
So stupid.
It's stupid.
What you gonna take in? Our name? No. You don't even think about it. So you have no
decision. Where did that even come
this is
from?
Like the, what?
Why did that even start
why
back
did we
in the
start
day?
Taking each other's names?
Yeah.
Probably because you then were binded legally and then people went, well, and it was all about the dude, so you took his name. I don't know. That's a good question, right?
Like, I'm just wondering
did
where
that
did that
sexist,
why,
and, ridiculous thing come from? But
why
think
did
of all
it
the
start?
Other sexist stuff.
Because honestly, I mean, I like that my wife changed her name, but shouldn't getting married be
why,
the legal?
Though? Did it make you feel more manly? That's what I mean. Like, what's
well,
the
yes,
point?
Yes, of course. But doesn't
but it
getting
does nothing for
but,
us?
Yeah, but doesn't getting married isn't that the legal binding thing right there? That should be it. You're married.
You think so?
There you go. Mm-hmm. Here's my marriage certificate, bruh. Read it in calligraphy, bruh.
Just
you know, it's Texas 71037 if you know some weird history on this.
Yes, please.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.